from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in Mid-Hudson and Catskill counties were markedly low in February than during the same month a year earlier, the State Department of Labor announced yesterday. All rates dropped by at least 1.2 percentage points. In February, the unemployment rate was 6.7% in Columbia County, down from 7.9% a year before. In Greene County, the jobless rate was 8.1%, down from 9.9% during the same month in 2013. Dutchess County's unemployment rate in February was the 10th lowest among the state's 62 counties, the department said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed the state's $138 billion 2014-2015 state budget package yesterday. The spending plan was approved on time Monday, March 31st, by the legislature for the fourth consecutive year. The package contains $1.5 billion in property tax relief that will provide residents tax cuts if their municipality and school districts stay within the state-mandated tax cap and have a plan to cut overall spending by 1% the following year. Read the full story in the Register Star. Rick Carolan is reporting at Capital Confidential Republican, gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino was in Albany yesterday to criticize Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's just-finished budget and to court those angry over passage of the SAFE Act gun control law 1 year ago. But Astorino caught some friendly fire from Western New York businessman and former gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino, who continued his efforts to draft Donald Trump to run for governor. Paladino told the estimated 3,000 SAFE Act protesters assembled in Empire State Plaza that although Astorino is a good man, the GOP needs a candidate who can get elected. Trump made no mention of a governor's race during his brief remarks, in which he criticized Cuomo on a number of points, including the governor's failure to make a decision on natural gas drilling. Trump said the industry would bring in jobs and revenue. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.